Hello and welcome to Alice's Magical Podcast. This is a podcast where I talk about my books and all my favourite things.
Hello and welcome to Alice's Magical Podcast, Chapter 62, Alice's Magical March Roundup.
Very original title.
Yes.
Sorry, I had to go and close the door. Sorry, what's going on?
We're just rounding up all the books that I've read in March. And
March has come around so quickly, right?
Yeah. Why are you going for?
Nothing. Right, go on.
So, to start with, we've got Wonder by R.J. Palacio. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Where is it?
There.
You're just covering up. It just says Wonder.
Exactly.
No. How am I supposed to know if the author's name's right if it's not written down? I don't need to look at the word wonder. I know how you pronounce the word wonder. You did that very well. Applaudiation. No, I wanted to see if we could see who the author was.
Oh, okay then.
But we can't.
No.
All right.
Okay, so Wonder is about a boy called August. And he has a certain condition and his face looks a bit weird. I don't want to offend anyone here by saying this. And, he starts school and it's just his life at school. Yeah, very interesting. 5 stars. So, yeah.
That's your review?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. But honestly, I would recommend it. Really would. Because it was such a good book.
Have you seen the film?
No.
Okay. Short and sweet. Okay.
Okay, so the next one is Northern Lights, the graphic novel by Philip Pullman.
Yeah. Well, the graphic novel's not by Philip Pullman, is it?
No.
No. But the Northern Lights is.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I didn't really enjoy this book very much. Yeah.
It's a podcast. You have to talk, otherwise it doesn't work.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and so it was basically about this girl called Lyra and her Damon, and they have to like stop getting into trouble and stuff like that. So yeah.
You're not really telling me very much. Okay, it's fine. I mean, you've read the book.
Yeah.
And you've watched did you watch all of the series?
No, because I didn't like it.
Okay, so why did you read the graphic novel then?
Because it's part of the 100 book challenge.
Okay.
And so was Wonder, by the way.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Score?
4.
So you gave Wonder a book you really liked, 5. And you gave this a book that you didn't like. And you didn't like the TV series. And you didn't like the original novel. You're giving that a 4.
I haven't read the original novel.
I thought you said you had read it.
No!
Okay. But you're still going to give it a 4, even though you said
yes.
You don't like it.
Oh, my God. All right, the next one is...
You might as well just give thumbs up or thumbs down. No, don't. Didn't mean literally.
Right, so the next book is The Tempest.
Oh, that must be by Charles Dickens.
No!
Mr. Shakespeare's one of Mr. Shakespeare's more beloved plays.
Yes.
The Tempest.
Yes.
What did you think?
I mean, it was abbreviated by Andrew Matthews. Okay. And I thought it was quite good. It's basically about this girl and her father who live on this island with no one else on it, and then some people get lost, and then the girl and another boy meet and fall in love, And then, like, yeah, she goes back with them. So, yeah. It's all good.
What are you going to give that as a score?
4.
So that you liked gets a 4.
Yeah.
Wonder, which you really liked, gets a 5.
Loved.
But the Northern Lights, a book that you didn't like, gets a 4. Do you understand why a scoring system doesn't work?
All right, now I'll give Northern Lights a 3 then.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Less than 4, I guess.
The next one is The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis.
Now, I've not read this book and I've not actually seen the film.
Right.
But from what I understand, it takes place in an IKEA. Yeah? Will it take place in IKEA? Because where else are you going to get a wardrobe from nowadays? It's pretty much IKEA or nothing, isn't it? Really?
You can go to Asda and buy a wardrobe for Fiverr.
They don't sell wardrobes, Alice. Don't be so... Oh, my God. Right, go on.
False advertising.
Yes, you are. You are. Go on, him.
So, this book is basically about a lion, a witch, and a wardrobe. So,
located in aisle A, section 17 in IKEA.
So, there are basically 4 children who are living in this house currently, and they find a wardrobe and they go in the wardrobe and then they find a world of mysterious wonders
called the Swedish pantry.
No.
Oh.
Called Narnia. And they have to save it from being demolished. Yay!
Now, people love The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. They love that series of books.
Did you know that Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe is actually the second book in the series, not the first one?
Is the first book The Silver Chair?
No.
No. What's the first book?
I don't know.
It could be The Silver Chair for all you know.
It's not The Silver Chair,
anyway,
because I've got the whole series in my room.
Maybe you should have read one of those first. Look, people love Lion, Witch and the Wardrobe. Or the Chronicles of Narnia. It's never interested me. The BBC TV version didn't interest me. The films didn't interest me. I did actually go and see the third one with Mummy because she wanted to go and see it. But I mean, that's a habit that Mummy used to have a lot, which is she'd choose really bad films to go and watch at the cinema. She got banned from choosing films for quite a while because she made such bad choices.
Who banned her?
She wasn't allowed to choose films anymore.
No, who banned her?
I did. Well, she should have made good choices.
Men banning women.
Yeah, don't choose bad films. So I've never really been interested in them. But
what is the whole point of Barbie then? Think about that.
You're right. So, so I've never been interested in Chronicles of Narnia. But what did you make of this?
It was all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it. It's quite good.
Do you know who Aslan is supposed to represent?
Lion. Rawr.
No, that's what he is. He's supposed to be like a version of Jesus. Because they're heavily based on religion. It's Northern Lights is the same.
Is it?
Well, Northern Lights is takes some cues from Catholic,
Catholic religion.
Yeah, and this, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe is based around Christian themes.
Oh,
yeah. Hidden religious texts, these books. Yeah. What do you give The Lion? It was The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, right?
4.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and now we have our final book.
Yep.
You got to do it too.
No, I don't have to do it.
Yes, you do.
I don't. Thanks.
Marnie Midnight and the Moon Mystery.
Boop, boop, boop.
By Laura Ellen Addison.
Oh, I like her.
Yes.
So what's this about?
So it is about a girl called Marnie Midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Is she called Marnie Midnight?
Yes.
Okay.
And she starts school, and then she has to, like, she keeps hearing this voice in her head. So her and her friends have to try and solve the moon mystery.
So it's called Marnie Moon, but her name's not Marnie Moon. It's called Marnie Midnight.
Why are you saying it's called Marnie Moon?
Because that's what you got written down there.
Yeah, because Mummy didn't want to write all of it. Like this, look.
I don't want to look at the likes later on. Right, so the full title is...
Marnie Midnight and the Moon Mystery. So yes, very, 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 very good.
If you don't talk into the microphone, people can't
hear you. 5 stars.
Yep.
And definitely recommend it. And it's quite a short read, so if you want a short read, off you go.
So look, you have read all of Lauren and Anderson's books, right?
Yes.
Lauren. Did I just say Laura or Lauren?
I don't know.
Laura Ellen Anderson. How does this rate compared to the other books? How does this rank? How do you rate this compared to other books? Because this is a new series, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. I'd say it's certainly different, but in a good way.
More mature or about the same?
About the same.
Okay.
Okay. Now the next one. So that is it. So let's all go. Aww.
Well, if people can do it in a microphone, that'd be even better.
So
yeah.
Let's go. Aww.
Aww.
But then we're going on to something else. Yay! And just before we move on, I just wanted to note that I'm nearly 50 books into the 100 book challenge.
Wow. Getting it slowly.
Okay, right now the next one is...
What's that supposed to be? Besides a really annoying noise, what's it supposed to be? Is that supposed to be film?
Yes.
I mean, that is an awful... That's a really... Alice was trying to do the camera kind of hand Ralph? Signal that you were doing if you're playing charades or something. It's really bad. And you're making this really weird TikTok noise that I couldn't work out what was going on.
TikTok?
Whatever that was.
Okay.
Didn't sound like
it's a train.
What's that got to do with a camera?
I don't know.
No. It's about right. So what we got to talk about this month?
Argyle.
Argyle.
And by Will Smith.
Do you know who it's by?
No.
I can't remember either. I know who directed it.
Who is it then?
Matthew Vaughn.
By Matthew Vaughn.
What?
By Matthew Vaughn.
What? Say it again slowly.
By Matthew Vaughn.
Vaughn.
Yes.
As in bleh. Matthew Vaughn. Matthew Vaughn.
By Matthew Vaughn.
Vaughn. Why can't you say Vaughn? Right down the barrel of this microphone. Argyle.
Argyle.
Directed by Matthew Vaughn.
Matthew Vaughn.
Vaughn?
Did not say it though. No. Is that it? Vaughn.
Vaughn.
Vaughn. We said Vaughn.
V-A-U-G-H-A-N.
Well, I thought you were just V-R-O-M. Vaughn.
Oh my god. Right, Argyle.
Vaughn. There we go. Okay, so Argyle is a spy movie. Chuck, chuck, chuck.
Yeah.
A little kitty cat movie. Because the little baby's in the movie. We love the little baby. Baby Precious.
So.
The baby called Alfie.
So,
Baby Precious.
Now, I saw Argyle at the cinema. You watched it at home.
By the way, that Bubbies was a cat.
Sure. I thought you'd like it, so I was quite glad to... Well, I didn't watch it again with you, did I?
I
watched like the last half of the film, because I was out when you started watching Mummy. But what did you think of it?
I thought it was really good. Especially the bits with the cat in it.
Did you find it confusing?
A little bit, but
a lot going on.
Huh?
There's a lot going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but in the end it made sense.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but at the beginning she was this. And then you're like, well, how was she that? And then you realise.
Right.
But yeah, very good film. Definitely recommend it.
Do you score 4 films out of 5 or just books?
It depends.
Okay, what are you going to score this then?
5.
Out of?
5.
Okay, so it is. Yes. It's an out of 5. Right.
Okay, right, now it's.
I don't think you know what the song is.
I heard it at school today.
Well, you obviously didn't, because that's not how the song goes.
He danced to it and everything.
Just do it again. Ghostbusters. I'm just trying to make it fit with the way that you're doing it. Cause it's
Ghostbusters!
Not... I've got no idea what you're doing. I mean, that does not sound like Ghostbusters. Right.
It's something strange in the neighborhood. Who are you gonna call?
Do 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 dee do do da da.
I don't think you're gonna call them.
Well, I was just doing like the version that you were doing, which sounds nothing like what the song's supposed to sound like. And that was hard. Like, I was struggling to actually try and think, how can I make you sound different?
Okay, so it's Ghostbusters FP. And not FE.
You've abbreviated it wrong. Amazing. So this is Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
By Will Smith 2.
It's by Gil Kenan. Gil Kenan? Anyway, sequel to Ghostbusters Afterlife.
And prequel to Ghostbusters.
No. This is the 5th Ghostbusters film.
Prequel to Ghostbusters.
No, that's not... That's still 3. Threequel would be 3.
No, I said prequel, which is 5th.
No.
Prequel.
No. Right, so this is the direct sequel to Ghostbusters Afterlife. We watched Ghostbusters Afterlife on Friday before going to see this film on Saturday. And what did you think?
I thought it was quite good. Bit lengthy, but still good.
Yeah?
Yes.
Bit lengthy.
Yes. Mm. Halfway through the film, I really need to get up and walk around.
It's less than 2 hours. What is wrong with you?
Well, I was at the cinema, so I couldn't.
What a weirdo. Right.
I'm not a weirdo.
Clearly you are. So, what would you give it out of 5?
4.
4. Yeah. So, better than Northern Lights. Not better than The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
Not put The Lion, Witch and the Wardrobe as 4.
Exactly.
Oh, not better.
Yeah.
Okay, right, so next one is...
Did you find it funny?
Some of it, yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, not all of it's a comedy, Alice, so... If you found those bits
funny... I like the marshmallow bit.
What?
I like the marshmallow bit.
The what bit?
The marshmallow bit. The one where he's in the store, and in Walmart, actually, and then they start...
That was in Afterlife.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh. But I still like the marshmallow.
In Frozen Empire, they're in the shop. They're in Ray's shop.
They're in whose shop?
Ray's bookshop, aren't they?
Oh, it's not a shop. It's not a bookshop. It's an antique shop, thank you.
Why is it called Ray's Occult Books, then?
So
yeah, just ignore that. Anyway, talk to the microphone.
So now that's the end of films. Thing.
Well, yes, I guess that counts.
And now we're going on to books that are coming out and have already come out. That sound interesting.
Hang on, so now you're going to look for a magazine?
No, of course not.
What an exciting bit of the podcast. We should call this segment Alice Reads a Magazine.
It's not reading a magazine.
What are you doing then?
Looking.
Oh, come on.
At a magazine. Right, so I'm just going to make sure. Yeah. So, The first book that we're going to talk about is The Black Hole Cinema Club by Christopher Edge. I'm going to read you a little bit of the blurb.
Could you read it to the walls of the microphone, though? Because at the moment, okay. You're sat right, looking right away from it.
So, there isn't actually a blurb on here. There isn't.
In this new story from author of Escape Room, Lucas and his friends are swept up in an epic adventure where they go to see a film at the Black Hole Cinema Club. There you go. That's a blurb.
Yes.
Not a proper blurb.
So that sounds blurb. Good. And now the next one is...
You're still deciding to talk away from...
Secrets of the Snake Stone by Piyu Dasgupta. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
I can almost guarantee you're not, but, you know.
Okay. In this exciting story, Zeely and Jules embark on an extraordinary adventure through Paris in search of the magical snake stone and Zeely's missing father. Yes. So, yeah, that sounds good as well.
When's that coming out?
Oh, I forgot to tell you when the other one had come out. So, the Black Hole Cinema Club came out on the 14th of March, and it's aimed for children 9+. And this one was also published on the 14th of March, and is also aimed at 9+. And now we've got The Inventor's Workshop by Ruth Amos and Tracy Thomas. This is going to be published on the 25th of April, and it is aimed at children who are 7+. Join two curious children on a tour through 10 inventions that changed the world in the debut children's book from award-winning inventor Ruth Amos. Find out how, when and why these ingenious breakthroughs happened and learn about all the people who created them. And another one is Onyeka and the Heroes of the Dawn by Tola Okogumi. This book is the third book of a trilogy, and the
The third book of what?
A trilogy. There might be more, though.
No, it's a trilogy. It's a trilogy. Trilogy.
Trilogy.
It's the third book of a trilogy.
The other two books are really good. So, if you want to read this one, I'll definitely give the other two books a go. And this will be this has been published already, and it's been published on the 14th of March. And it's been aimed at children who are 8+.
Me for English, that's impossible.
The third book in the action-packed superhero series, Solari, children with superpowers, have always been native to Nigeria, but Onyeka and her friends have been alerted to one hidden in England. Tasked with retrieving the young Solari, they successfully complete their mission, arriving safe and sound back at the Academy of the Sun with Toby in tow. So that sounds good as well. And now we've got another book, which is called Shadow Fox, and will be published on the 11th of April, and is aimed at children who are 9+.
Yeah, is this a solo book or is this part of a trilogy?
No, I think this is just a single book.
Okay.
From the author of My Life as a Cat and I, Cosmo, comes Shadow Fox, an enchanted story of loss, belonging and affection. Narrated by a magical wild fox. When Beast Nan goes missing, can she find her and her new foxy friend find her?
Yes.
Okay then.
I'm assuming. I mean,
and this book is by Carly Sorosak. I think that's how you say it. And now the next book is Scandal and the Chaos Trials by A.F. Sedman. And we published on the 25th of April and is aimed for children who are 9+. In this third book, In this third book in the best-selling fantasy series, Skandar and his friends must undertake the Chaos Trials, a series of grueling and scary tests linked to the elements of earth, fire, water and air. So that sounds
good. I mean, who wants to face those trials, really? Yeah.
And now we've got some children's and YA fiction.
Do you know what YA stands for?
Young adult.
Just testing.
The next one is King of Nothing by Nathaniel Lessor, and will be published on the 11th of April, and is raised about as aimed at 12 children 12 plus. A funny YA comedy from the author of Steady Fortis. Anton and his friends are the kings of year 9. They're used to ruling the school, and Anton wears the crown. So when he gets into serious trouble at school, he doesn't really care, but his mum most definitely does. She decides it's time for Anton to make some new friends and join the Happy Campers, a local activity group. So yes, that sounds very good. And then the next book is The Last Blood Carver by Vanessa Lee. I think that's how you say it. And then it's going to be published on the 21st of March, and the age range is it's 13 plus. Nahika is a blood carver. She has the power to alter human biology, to heal or to harm with just a touch. Infamous, Nika is seen as a monster who kills for pleasure, and her gift is highly prized in the city's criminal underworld. So that sounds good as well. And then we got another one, and it's the final book that's coming out. And oh no, it's already come out. No, what's the date today?
It's still March.
No, but what's the date today?
28th.
It actually just came out today.
Well, I mean, that works if this podcast is listened to somebody today. But if they listen to this tomorrow or next week...
It won't.
No.
So, it's called How Far We've Come by Joyce Ethia Harmer. And it's published 28th of March. And... is the age range is 14 plus. A groundbreaking debut novel of friendship and freedom. Enslaved on a plantation in Barbados, Oba dreams of freedom. As a talk of rebellion bubbles up around her in the big house, she imagines escape. Meeting a strange boy who's not quite of this world, she decides to put her trust in him. But Jacob is from the 21st century. So, yes, that is the end of all the books that are coming out or have already come out.
Okay.
During April and March.
Okay.
And that's the end of that.
Well, that's the end of the podcast?
No.
I was going to say.
The section. And then books that I am reading at the moment. Cogheart.
Yeah.
Daddy's having a malfunction.
Yeah, I'm the one with the malfunction.
And that's... I think his name is Peter, but I can't remember his second name. And then,
Parker?
No. That's Spider-Man. Spider-Man does whatever a spider can.
Pickled?
No.
Picked?
No. Then we've got Witchlings by... Hold on.
No.
But I can quickly check.
Oh, hurry up. This is a podcast. Talking's the key component of a podcast.
So I'm still talking, so it still counts.
Does it?
Yep. Claribel A. Ortega. That is her name. And so far, it's really good. I had trouble going to sleep last night because it twisted my tummy so much.
Because it what?
Twisted my tummy so much.
Twisted your tummy?
Yes, it went...
How does a book twist your tummy?
Because it made me twist my tummy.
Okay.
Like
answers on a postcard if you know what that means.
Huh?
talking to the listener.
And then for the Chicken and Frog Book Club, I've got the Roman Invasion.
Okay. Yeah. Is it about Romans invading?
Well, it's actually about two children going back in time and going to a Roman invasion. I'm just going to talk about Elle coming to a few places. So I'm going to see Elle during the half term, and luckily for me, today was the end of school. So I'm very happy about
that. Unless you listen to this the day after, or the day after that, or the day after that.
Yes. And then, so when I come back, Elle is coming to my school.
Elle, like, I know you... Like,
I forgot to mention where I was meeting her. I am meeting Elle...
McNichol.
Elle McNichol. At Piccadilly, Waterstones. The biggest European bookshop. Which is worth 8 miles of books. That's a lot of books. And then, yes, she's coming to my school, and I'm going to see her there. And then that day as well, she's going to Chicken and Frog to do a talk after school, so I'm going to that as well. So, yeah!
I hope she does a talk all about triologies.
So, and when I come back, I will be starting a new club, and it is a mystery book club. And the book that we are going to be reading is The London Eye Mystery.
Where's this club taking place?
At school.
So it's a book club, like an after-school club, but a book club about mystery books. Okay.
I've been waiting for ages for this.
Who's picking the books?
The teacher, of course, I think.
The teacher, of course!
So, that is the end of today's episode.
Whoa, hang on a second. That's the end of this episode?
Yes.
You're not going to talk about what we watched today?
What did we watch today?
We watched the reveal of the Isle of Berk.
It's already been revealed.
What?
It was already revealed.
We saw a proper video. You learned more today about the Isle of Berk than that little video that we saw a few months ago.
Yes, okay. So, there is a new theme park opening in Universal, and it is going to show, and there's going to be so many theme parks, and there's going to be an Isle of Berkland.
Right, do you want the expert to tell you about this? Right. It's not going to be loads of theme parks. There's going to be one new theme park. It's...
with lots of other theme parks inside it.
No, it's one theme park with loads of little lands inside it.
Which all are theme are different parks. Proper,
no. And one of them is for the Isle of Berk. And it's
but,
got...
But, which is in the How to Train Your Dragon series, written by Cressida Cowell, which I didn't mention in the video. You can carry on now.
And it's got four attractions and shows and meet and greets with dragons.
And food.
Dragons flying over your head, apparently.
And food.
And food. And it looks really good. Does it not?
It does.
Would you go?
But it's all the way in Orlando.
It's not far.
It is. It's on the other side of the world.
So that's all you want to say about it? You don't want to talk about
it? But it looks very interesting.
You'd be going on at least two of the attractions.
Yes. And one isn't even an attraction, really.
No.
It's just a playground.
No, you wouldn't be going on that. No, you'd be going on the little roller coaster, and you'd be going on a bike ride.
What? Little roller coaster?
The family coaster.
Yeah, but that goes really fast, because it goes, like, upside down and stuff.
No, it doesn't. It's called a family coaster for a reason. It doesn't go upside down. Right. So, is that what you want to say about Isle of Berk?
Yes.
Okay.
Right, so now it's the end of the...
Nope. And I can't believe you were up there for ages writing the notes for this episode down, Mummy, and you forgot one of the biggest things that we did since the last recording.
What did we do?
We went to the theatre.
Oh, yes! We went to go see the little Totoro. Because it's little Totoro.
It's not little. Really.
The little tiny Totoros are, though.
So... we saw
My Neighbour Totoro in London.
At the Barbican.
Yep. Santa. It was really, 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 really good.
It's one of the best things I've seen, and also one of the most frustrating things I've seen.
Why?
We talked about it on the car on the way home. But, like, I really enjoyed it and I was really blown away by it, but it was also far too long. If you thought Ghostbusters Frozen Empire was too long, meet My Neighbour Totoro.
No.
That is well too long. It's an hour longer than the film.
Is it?
Yeah, for a start.
But Totoro is so good and so big. Oh, and so is the little tiny Totoros.
But it was a really good show, wasn't it?
Yes. And I'll definitely go and see it 101 times more.
Not at those ticket prices. It's very expensive.
So, yes, I really enjoyed it. And I'll definitely go and see it again. And I'll definitely encourage other people to go and see it.
Well, it's finished now. Because they just run it, like, for a few months each year.
Oh.
So, but I would imagine that, well, I'm hoping it comes back at Christmas like it has done for the last 2 years.
So, and I'm going to go and see it.
I'd go and see it again.
Yeah.
Even though I've said what I said, like, it still is one of the most impressive things I've ever seen staged, but it just was also quite bloaty and
what?
Dragged on a bit.
Bloaty? What does bloaty mean?
Like just big.
Total was big.
They made the story bigger than it needed to, longer than it needed to be.
Okay.
They could have cut stuff out of it, and we all said that.
And the little city sprites. Little city of the sprites.
Yeah, but it was very good.
Yes.
So, what are you going to give that?
6 out of 10.
6 out of 10?
No, 6 out of 5. That's what I meant.
It's hard work, Dennis.
Okay, right now it's the end of the episode.
No, we haven't talked about...
What?
Me. No, there's nothing really to talk about.
Now it's the end of the episode.
This is a short one.
What do we say? Aww.
It's a short one. Why is it such a short one?
I don't know.
It's about half the length of, like... the others we've done recently.
I don't know. But what do we say now the episode's finished? Aww.
Okay. No, you say your little catchphrase and then...
And so I hope you enjoy your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday or Saturday or Sunday. Or I've got Sunday then. And I shall see you very, 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 very soon. Bye.
It's quite enough of that.
Bye.
Stop.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.